Didn't give them the scriptures, but if they could find John chapter 19 and verse 30. John chapter 19 and verse 30. Last week, we celebrated the resurrection of Christ. And I said I had a short message and I'm going to preach it today. And I announced it last week, so I'm not hiding it from you. It's called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. Signed, sealed, and delivered. John chapter 19, verse 30 says, When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head. Amen. Let's bow our head right now. Lord, we ask you, O God, that utterance would be given, that only your words would be spoken, Lord. Words that will uplift, words that will edify, words that will strengthen our soul. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake someone's hand. Tell them you love them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, maybe when you've heard that phrase, signed, sealed, and delivered, you think about something that's being mailed, something that's being sent in the mail. And that's a good analogy, because all I'm going to preach about today is really the gospel message, the good news that Jesus died, was resurrected, and if we put faith in him, if we're obedient to him, his word, we can be signed, sealed, and delivered. Amen. The beginning of it was, of course, when he died on the cross and he said, "It is finished." And you've all probably heard the many Bible stories, lessons that say that word in the Greek means paid in full. You know, when you go to the post office, they expect you to pay for what you're going to send. You have to pay it in full for them to deliver it. And when Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished," what he was saying, it's paid in full. Man's redemption has been signed. You see, that's the first part. You have to sign that little piece of paper when you're mailing something and you want to get a receipt and you want to make sure it's delivered. It has to be signed. And when he said on the cross, "Telestai," meaning paid in full, he started to sign that first part of the package. And I'm telling you today, the gospel message is the good news, as we celebrated last week, that Jesus has said it is finished. Man's redemption has been paid for. Your sins have been forgiven. Because when Jesus died, you weren't even born. He died. He signed that piece of paper to forgive all of your sins. Amen. Everyone that you would ever commit has already been signed for. Amen. It's for you now to accept deliverance of the package. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. What I want to show you is that he paid for it. It has been signed for. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness." See, the Jehovah's Witnesses think they're the faithful witness. But the scripture says he is the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You know, when you go to sign something, you better have a pen. You need to have something to sign it with. Jesus took something that's greater than any ink, any cartridge. He signed our delivery package with his own blood. Hallelujah. We have been signed for. We have been paid for. The scripture says we have been bought with a price. The scripture in Hebrews said the blood of bulls and goats was not good enough. That could only delay the problem. Every year they had to bring more animals. They had to sacrifice more animals. But in the book of Hebrews it says he entered in once for all time into that holy place. But with his own blood, he has signed and paid for your deliverance. He has signed and paid for your salvation. He has signed and paid for your healing. He has signed and paid for your soul. He has signed and paid you the price for your one-way ticket to heaven. Hallelujah. If that doesn't get you excited, amen. Washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's what Christ did. I think there was a song, I don't even know the group that sang it, that said signed, sealed, and delivered. Well, I don't even remember the group, but I'm going to take that little phrase, because I am going to be signed for, I have been sealed, and I'm going to be delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. Who hath also sealed us. You see, now, after you sign for the package, they give you it back to seal it up. They say, make sure that you've got it all sealed up the way it's supposed to be, because you want to make sure that it gets delivered. So you take it, and if it's something precious, you wrap some more tape around it, and you look at it, and you make sure that the box can hold the weight, because you want to make sure that it reaches where it's supposed to go. The Bible says that when he gave us his Holy Spirit, who hath also sealed us, and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, we have not only been signed, paid for, but we have been sealed. The scripture says that our soul has been sealed, and nothing can break that seal. The only person who can break it is you. And I'm not about to turn around. I've come too far. Amen. I've been through too much to go back. Amen. It says, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is just a deposit. Do you understand that? That's just a deposit. When you're going to buy a house, you have to sign. And you sign the papers. But you have to, before that, make a deposit. And the deposit means that the transaction is going to happen. And you're just waiting for closing day. We're just waiting now for closing day. Did you understand that? We are just waiting to move in. As we taught in Sunday school, it says, in my Father's house, in John 14, there are many mansions. I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there may you be also. I'm telling you, he has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. If so be that the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in your mortal body, it shall quicken this body. It shall make you alive. I'm encouraging you today. If you're not sure you have the Holy Spirit, you need to go back to the post office. You need to go back to the post office. Make sure that the package has been sealed. You want to make sure that you don't get this thing destroyed. You want to make sure that it gets delivered. It's been signed for, but now you have to make sure that you've got it sealed. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 says, in whom ye also trusted after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You've been coming to church. You've heard about Christ. You've heard about he can save to the uttermost. Well, the only way he will save to the uttermost, if you make sure that your soul has been sealed. You have to make sure that the package is going to get through unbroken. If you don't seal it, well, by the time it gets to somebody, there'll be parts missing. It says, in whom he also trusted, after that he had heard the word of truth. If you've been coming to church more than a few times, you've heard some truth. You've heard some words that are for the saving of your soul. And you now have to make sure that you make your calling and election sure, as the scripture says. In whom also he trusted that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, the good news that he has signed for you. And he's willing to seal you, and he's willing to deliver you. All you have to do is come down to the post office. Now, outside this church, we don't have a flag. You know what's common at all U.S. post offices? They got a flag out there. And on the flag, it's got the stars and stripes. So when you're looking for a post office, the first thing you look for is to see if it's got a flag out there. Well, we may not have the stars and stripes out there, but we do have something, and that is the Holy Spirit. This is the spiritual post office where you can get yourself signed and sealed. And I'm telling you, if you continue, you can be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. You see, once you have been sealed, once it's been sealed up, you don't have to worry. Nowadays, they're making some of these plastic packages like you have to take an axe to get them open. See, they know that they don't want these things to be damaged. God does not want your soul to be damaged. The Bible says in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? See, tribulation can't, not when you're sealed. Distress can't, not when you're sealed. Or persecution can't, not when you're sealed. Or famine can't, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As in Sunday school, I was showing some pictures of the persecution some Christians are going through, and they were willing. The Bible said that they loved not their life. The church in the end age, you're going to have to put Jesus first. You're going to have to make sure that you allow him to seal you, to wrap you up. You know, the package can't wrap itself. Did you know that? Someone has to wrap it. The Holy Spirit has to come into your life. The Holy Spirit has to be allowed to wrap you up and tied up in Jesus. That was a song we used to sing a long, long time ago. I'm wrapped up. I'm tied up. I'm tangled up in Jesus. We need to make sure that we are at the spiritual post office where we can be signed for, that where we can be sealed, and then we will be delivered. It says, who shall separate us from the love of God? If you were to really think about this verse, you couldn't help but smiling. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall peril, nakedness, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. There are thousands of Christians who are going through that experience right now in these countries that are counted as sheep for the slaughter. They're just cutting off their heads. But verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more. We are more. Let's say it together. We are more. Say it like you mean it. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him that loved us, because we have been signed for, we have been sealed, and we shall be delivered. Amen. We shall be delivered. It says, I am persuaded that neither death, did he say death? Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. See, Paul was making sure that you didn't have an excuse. He's naming every single thing he can think of, because if you've been signed, if you've let the Holy Spirit seal you, Jesus said nobody can pluck you out of his hand. If you will rest and remain under his covering, nothing can get you out of his hand. It says, for I'm persuaded. You need to be persuaded today. Are you sure that you're in the sealing spot? Are you sure that you have made sure that the Holy Ghost is just all over you today? Are you sure that you have been sealed? Because if you have, like Paul, you can say, I am persuaded. You have to be persuaded about this. You have to have a made up mind about this. You can't be half in and half out. As Caitlin said, you have to be all or nothing. Because in the book of Revelation, in the Laodicean church, he said, because you were neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. God wants some hot Christians. He wants you to be passionate. He wants you to love him with your whole heart. He wants you to be willing to lay down your life. He said, you can't follow me if you're going to put family before me. Do you understand? You may not be able to take everybody with you. The sealing is personal. It is personal. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come. He could have said anything, because he's not leaving anything out. Once God has sealed you, only you can walk away from him. If you will rest and remain under the power of the Holy Ghost, he said, nothing shall pluck you out of his hand, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we've talked about being signed, and I've talked about being sealed, and I said I was going to be short. I'm going to tell you three things, if you've been signed and sealed, that you can be delivered from. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. It says that we have been delivered from the power of darkness. See, number one, once you've been signed, once you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us that we've been delivered from the power of darkness. I mean, no demon should be able to come and mess with you without you being able to rebuke that spirit and send it packing. Because it says we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Does that not get you excited? Amen. Bible says, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, even if I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear no evil. Amen. I used to be afraid of demons. When I was younger, when I was in my teenage years, I was afraid because there was some things going on where we were, spiritual things that were going on. And I didn't really lose the fear till my dad explained it to me. He came to me one day and he said, I saw what happened, because one night there was a certain thing that happened, a spirit or something, and both my parents saw this, whatever you want to call it, and I was afraid. But he explained to me, you don't have to fear it. The Bible says it shall come nigh thee, Psalms 91, but it shan't touch you. It says we should not be afraid because he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Once I realized that all the devil can do is go boo, to a Christian, all he can do is go boo and make faces. But once you have been delivered, it says, who hath delivered us from the power of, you have been delivered from demonic attack. Did you know that? He can attack you, but he cannot win that battle, because if you've been sealed, if you've been signed for, it says you will be delivered. Amen. Can we give God a praise on that? If you've been signed for, if you have been sealed, I'm standing on the word of God. It says, who hath, past tense, delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us. That means taken us out into the kingdom of his dear son. The Bible says right now, you are seated in heavenly places. Right now, if God could open our spiritual eyes, we'd probably be jumping because there's angels sitting by you. The presence of the Lord is right here today. He promised where two or three are gathered in my name, there I would be for the blessing. Hallelujah. So that's number one. He hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Romans 8:21 tells us another thing that he has delivered us from. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. One of these days he's going to deliver me from this horrible, getting old, all kinds of names body. The one that groans when I get up and groans when I sit down. But he has promised that if we have been signed and if we have been sealed, we're also going to be delivered from this physical body. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain, waiting for, to wit, the redemption and the revealing of the sons of God. We are waiting for this body, this old body. Now, you young people don't understand that. You under 30s don't understand that. But when you get up past the middle part, you start to understand that. It's not the whole creation that's groaning, it's me. That's the noise you hear. It's me groaning. But the Bible has promised that if you've been signed, you have been sealed, then the second thing you're going to be delivered from is the bondage of this flesh. Hallelujah. I think God deserves a praise for that. Amen. Now, to be honest with you, I never had a six-pack. I mean stomach. I don't know what kind of body I'm going to get. But, you know, it will be fine with me. I'm going to be delivered from this one. But for now, I'm happy with this one. I don't have another one. But the Bible said, as we've been teaching in Sunday school, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I go away to prepare that place. So where I am, there you may be also. You see, he has promised us to deliver us from the bondage of corruption. The moment you are born, you're on your way to die. You're on your way to die. But one day he's going to deliver us from this flesh. Deliver us from this will that I don't like doing. Sometimes I end up doing, just like Paul said in Romans. Sometimes I mean to do good and I don't happen to actually perform it. Sometimes I think I have my temper under control and then I get a little bit madder than I should. Amen. Lord, forgive me. I guess it's only me, right? But he has promised to deliver us from the bondage of corruption. The last thing he has promised to deliver us is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. And this is the good one. And we've been teaching about this. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us, hallelujah, from the wrath to come. We have been delivered from the wrath to come. He hath not appointed us to wrath or to judgment, hallelujah, but to rule and reign with him. That deserves another amen. I said that deserves another amen. We have been delivered, hallelujah, from the wrath to come. Amen. Let's stand. I told you I was going to be short. Signed, sealed, and delivered. If you have not been signed for, if you have not let the Holy Spirit seal you, then I'm afraid you will not be delivered. It's just the way it is. You can't mail a box from your home. You have to go, if you want to get the receipts and everything, you got to go down to the post office. You got to fill out the paperwork. You got to pay the money, and then you got to seal it up if you want it delivered. Jesus has done all the hard work. He's already signed for you. All he wants to do now is seal you with his Holy Spirit, and then you are promised these three deliverances, that he will deliver you from the power of darkness, that he will deliver you from the bondage of corruption, and that he will deliver you from the wrath to come. Come on now, let's give God a praise. Amen. He hath delivered us from the wrath to come. The Bible said that if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But if we will not allow the Holy Spirit to seal us, then we will be judged. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:1, it's appointed unto men once to die, and then cometh the judgment. We are living in the last days. If you were in Sunday school, you heard all the things I was teaching, all the things that are going on in the world, that the days of Noah have really almost, you have to say, started. Demonic activity is off the scale. That's why people are killing even children. In doing the research for the Sunday school, I was just so sickened by some of the things I saw, pictures, real pictures, of a little girl who had had her head cut off because her parents were Christian. We are living in evil days. It's not something to come. Jesus said, when you see wars and rumors of wars and pestilences and famines and earthquakes in diverse places, he says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be for the coming of the Son of Man. He's already signed. He wants to seal and he wants to deliver. It's our choice, though. We have to make the step and say, Lord, will you seal me? Will you make sure that I get delivered? We're all facing all kinds of crises in our lives, and we cannot make it without the Holy Spirit. But if you've been sealed, the Bible says none shall pluck you out of his hand. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You have to be in Christ Jesus, because nothing will separate us from the love of God. We're not going to prolong this service, but if you just want to pray, if you want to touch, I open these altars. If you'd like to come and pray, even if you have the Holy Ghost, that's fine. It doesn't mean you're a sinner when you come to the altar. The altar is where all of us should be. All of us should be. Because I want to make my calling and election sure. I want to make sure that I've been delivered from the power of darkness. I want to make sure I'm going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. I want to make sure that I'm going to be delivered from the wrath to come. There's coming a terrible time on this earth. The Bible says worse than has ever been seen. That's the judgment, that's the wrath to come. I want to make sure that I'm delivered. Amen. As they sing, we're going to close this service in prayer. And I'm going to rededicate myself, my love, to God. I want to have a passion for Christ. I want to make sure I'm doing all I can. I want to be delivered. I want to be delivered from the power of darkness. If you feel the devil has been attacking you, if you feel that he's been trying to upset you, if you feel that he's been coming against your life, your family, you can be delivered from the power of darkness. If you've been sick, if you've been feeling sicknesses, you can be delivered from the bondage of corruption. And if you have a fear, you can be delivered from the wrath to come. Because all I'm quoting is the word of God. And I'm just going to stand upon his word, which is able to save to the uttermost them that come to him. Amen. Let's bow our heads at this